I admired Susan. She looked me in the eye when she spoke to me. She had nothing else on her mind except me. She listened and responded to what I was saying. She is an ideal human being, right next to being a divine being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And this is our thought for today. I admired Susan. She looked me in the eye when she spoke to me. She had nothing else on her mind except me. She listened and responded to what I was saying. She is the ideal human being right next to being a divine being. Now, let's take the last part of this first. What would make Susan the divine being? What would make Susan the divine being would be that anyone who looked at her would feel the same way, without her having to look at anyone. Anyone who would look at Susan would see in her this purity and this goodness as the reflection of themselves. Because Susan is such a great creator. Now, we've had a lot of difficulty with being a creator, with what does that really mean to be a creator? We've often talked about this as from some of our old religious science training and unity training and so forth. And it is said that everyone has a right to do whatever they want to do. Everyone has a right to be whoever they want to be. Everyone has a right to act in any way they want to act. Everyone has a right to be happy or sad. And of course, that's a lie. That's a great, big, bold lie. No one has any rights in this entire universe except you. Now, why except you? Because you're the creator. Now, this is amusing me and often amused me every time I think about it. What a silly God man creates God being. In the first chapter of Genesis, everything came out perfect. In the second chapter of Genesis, somewhere God went wrong. Somewhere he made a mistake because he told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, this was just man's way of making excuse for their doing dumb things. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They ate of the tree which told them some things were good and some things were bad. Now, God never said that. God said, and all is good and very good. Now, why does man want to create God saying that there's the knowledge of good and evil? Because man himself wants to create the world as being something he's not responsible for. And the minute man creates himself not being responsible for something, then of course it's none of his business. But is it or is it not? Now, we tell the story about the Atlanteans, how they were so advanced mentally in every other way. And they would just think their thought or speak their word and demonstrate whatever it is they wished. A house, a car, food, a beautiful banquet, you know, anything they wanted. And no matter what they wanted, if they want to create a house in the middle of the busiest street in the world and have it be untouched by anything around it, it is there. It is there. When they're outside the house, they can't see it. When they're inside the house, they can see it, and they can't see whatever is around it. Because, you see, we don't know. We really don't know. But there are lives within lives within lives within lives going all around us. We are not aware of them because we don't believe in it. But if we would start dreaming our wildest dream, we'd start seeing all of these lifestyles, all of these people, all of these circumstances, all these things going on in and around us that we never dreamed were there. And it's more there than we realize, but that's okay. So the Atlanteans gave over responsibility for for thinking to the scientists of that time. And of course, the scientists misused it and blew up the whole operation. Now, you and I do the same thing. When we give up control of being who we are, then we have to take pills to help give us balance. We have to go to a psychiatrist and have him calm us down. We have to go take a vacation. From what? Aren't you doing what you delight in doing every day? If you aren't, you shouldn't be doing it, you know? But, you see, are you the creator of your world or not? Now, I know you want to shake your head yes and say, I'm the creator of my world. But if you're the creator of your world, why then are you not living in the perfect body right now, as far as you consider it? Why are you not living in the perfect house? Why are you not living in the perfect environment? In the perfect family, in the perfect relationships all the way around? Why are you not just having a ball? Why are you not just saying to your friends or compatriots, whoever you're with, you're going to say, hey, I just thought I'd like to see the pandas in the wild. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Click and woof, you're off to where the pandas are. Now, why do you want to see the pandas? The pandas are nothing special. They're nothing wonderful or not wonderful. They're just there. But you can do anything you want to do. And would you be missed? Would your job miss you? Would your friends miss you? Would anybody miss you? No. Because you're just doing whatever it is that pleases you. And this you can do. And you see, the Susans of this world are the people who are really dedicated to being themselves and having fun. You see, Susan is not the slightest bit interested in what you're doing. She's interested in what she's projecting into you, what she sees in you. Susan sees in you a beautiful being, a thoughtful, courteous, kind, interesting being, you know, a person who is a delight to be with. You say, all that for me? Yes. But that's what she sees because what?
She elects.
That's what she is. That's her reflection. You see, when we look out and see our world as our reflection, we're doing a good job. But if we don't, then we're not doing a good job. We're wasting our energy. Not that there's any waste. Nothing's ever lost. But why bother have anything that we don't really want? And so we can be like the Susan and talk directly into the eyes of the person, lovingly, not wanting to change them, but seeing them already what you know you are, you know. And the other person might be a very angry person. And Susan looks into their eyes, they melt, you know. All the anger is gone. All the unhappiness is gone. Why were you so angry? She would never ask. But why are you so angry? I don't know. I don't remember. But that was what you would answer. But she wouldn't ask that because she does not see the anger there in the first place. She only sees in you what she is. A beautiful, loving, joyous, fabulous person. Now, can you do that? She is the ideal human being right next to being divine. Now, if I had stayed with her a moment longer, I might have seen her as divine.
Oh, we have.
And the reason I might have seen her as divine is because then I stopped seeing her as human. Mm. You see, we see outwardly only what we are. And if we are very human, then we see the world human. If we're very divine, we see the world divine. If we see the world filled with problems, then it's got problems. If we see the world at peace right now, then it is so. You say, wow, that's a Pollyanna way of looking at things. And I say, yeah, that's true. That's true. But it works. It works. And it only depends upon us to work it. Now, do you want to work it? Do you want to live in that consciousness and that awareness? Do you want to live in the awareness of all is beautiful and good and perfect right now?
Yes.
Well, let's just go around the table here.
Yes.
You want to live being perfect right now?
Yes.
Then if that is your answers, if that is your answer, I will no longer see you as a human being. I will no longer see you in any way expressing in a limited body, a limited mind, a limited circumstance. I will see you as divine. Now, would you mind?
No.
Well, at least one won't mind. But would you mind? And the answer basically is yes, you would mind. Because you want to enjoy the human life. And the human life can be fun. Now, like I tell you about spiritual healing. If you have a spiritual healing, you will never remember that you ever had a problem that had to be healed. You'll never remember it. Nobody else remembers it. Now, if you had a spiritual awakening, it could include a healing, but it wouldn't be spiritually, you would know that you had cancer and now you don't have it anymore. But the fear that it might come back, you see, the fear that it might come back is there. If you never had it, it would never come back, would it? Because it was never there in the first place. See, that's the spiritual healing. But that, of course, you can't get any fun out of, no mileage out of it, you know. How many times do our friends like to tell us their problems? You look at this Norman Vincent Peale publication here, it's glorious. It is fantastic. He's a magnificent being. But every illustration he gives shows how people have risen from difficulty into success. Now, he's really writing to a human audience with divine ideas. And so people like to hear the human problem that leads to it. And then they can say, well, yeah, I had something similar to that. Or that person is far superior to me. That person, you know, can do things I can't do. And that creates a problem. So, there's a song that was popular when I was a youngster. And some of the words go like this. All or nothing at all. All or nothing at all. I want all of you, you know. I want your love. I want your joy. I want your being. I want everything that you are. I don't want you to have any other friends. I don't want you to have any other people in your life. I don't want you to have any other interests in your life. Just me. I'm your only interest. All or nothing at all. You see? And there was a time when people wanted those things, and they still do. Where they want that possession, and the outer possession doesn't get anything for them, because the outer possession can always change. Look at how wonderful it is when people die. The world goes on. People who don't want people to die, people who don't want to live their own life, they mourn about someone who's died, on and on and on. But really, what does the rest of the world think of a mourner, of someone who mourns over someone who's dead?
Get out of it.
Yeah. Hey, it's over. You have ended that one story in your life, now go on to the next one. In the National Geographic, they had a picture of this mother over in the war area, and her son, a little boy, maybe 10, 12, was killed. And he's laying on the slab, and she's moaning over him. Now, if the mother, before the son was dead, would say, I surround my son with the pure white light of love, he is always doing all those things that are for his highest good, he is a wonderful boy, nothing would happen to him. You know that? Nothing would happen to him. If she would say in her war-torn country, peace. Now there is peace. But it would take a whole different attitude of mind, you know, a whole different way of thinking. And then she would say peace. Then she wouldn't have to lose her little baby. But everyone has to lose their babies. They have to lose their children because they do not surround them with their pure white light of love, not protection, but to create them being a wonderful, viable, beautiful being. That's very important, you know? And it's just so simple. It's just so simple. You can do that. You can do that easily. And when you do that easily, you put a cause in motion. You put a cause in motion for yourself that is utterly fantastic. Now, here we have the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, University of Philosophy, School of the Master, Absolute Monastery, the Order of Absolute. We have Far Valley Ranch. We have our publishing house. I mean, you go on, name a bunch of other names. We have schools, all these wonderful things. What are they? Right now, they're my dream. They're what I see. And when they are your dream, when you own them, then they'll be beautiful for you. But until you own them, until they are yours, till they're in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, it'll be sort of a useless thing to do, because you can never dream another person's dream. But what is the purpose of the universities and the Church of God Unlimited and so on? What is the purpose? The purpose is to live the truth about who and what we are. To live the truth about who and what we are. In other words, we are divine beings. Everyone else is a divine being. We are created in this world by ourselves. And everyone else is created in this world by ourselves. And we're number one. There's nobody else in this universe but us. And if we have created well, we have a beautiful universe. If we have created poorly, we have a poor universe. When the astronaut's satellite went down, it didn't go down because of the astronauts on board. It went down because the astronauts gave over control of their ship to NASA, you might say. Mm-hmm. If they had taken control themselves, that would have never happened. But you see, whenever we give up control, whenever we say we are not responsible for things, we just go along for the ride, then trouble is brewing. If you get on the merry-go-round and you're merely on it for the ride, you're in trouble. If you get on the merry-go-round and you are there for the fun of it, for the joy of it, for the beauty, the ride, that everything is in divine order as it is hundreds and thousands and millions of times. But the minute somebody gets on there and doesn't take responsibility, lets it frighten them, because, and they don't want to be frightened. If it lets them frighten them and they don't want to be frightened, that's the end. That's the end. If you're going to stand in a room full of snakes, in a snake pit, if you're going to stand in a snake pit and not be in charge, you're in trouble. We've seen these movies where they were jumping into the snake pit and then jumping out and stuff like that. Why didn't they get bit? It's not in the story. It's not in the story. But they should have been bit because there were so many snakes and they were right there. It was not in the story. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this is what it is for us. What is in our story? If in our story is harmony, peace, love, joy, wholeness, perfection, right action, truth, then that's what we experience. If in our story is confusion and unhappiness, I'm really not too pleased watching the Danny Kaye movies. There's such a subtle stupidity reference throughout the whole thing, belittling his character, which I find unacceptable. I don't remember that seeing it before, but seeing it now, I feel so unhappy for him, because I'm creating him as an idiot, whereas actually he's quite brilliant, and he needed to have his talent demonstrated in a little different way than he did, but that's what he did for himself, and he rose out of it after a while. But we can all do that. We can all rise out of those attitudes that we might have from one place or another and be the divine that we are. So I admired Susan. She looked at me in the eye when she spoke to me. She had nothing else on her mind except me. She listened and responded to what I was saying. She is the ideal human being right next to the divine being. Now, who is this that I'm talking about?
About me.
Yes, we're talking about ourselves. We're talking about ourselves. Do we look ourselves right in the eye when we speak to ourselves? Do we have nothing else on our mind except ourselves? When you're walking the meditation path, how many millions of thoughts run through your mind? Yeah. She listened and responded to what I was saying. Do you listen and respond to what you're saying within your heart? Are you the ideal human being right next to the divine being that you are? This is something for us to think about, and kind of nice. So you all have a lovely day, and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love, because I love you, I love you, I love you.